It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the complete, perfect, and peerless Buddhahood in order to benefit all Mother sentient beings. For that purpose, I should listen to this holy Dharma carefully and put into practice. The topic that you're going to study today is the condensed meaning of the path of Vajra Vehicle, the essence of the nectar of great secret, by Kirti Losan Tile Tenpa Gyatso. So there are three major outlines in order to explain this text. The first one is called the meaning of the title, second, the meaning of the text, and then third, the meaning of the conclusion. So among these three, we have covered the first one, and we are on the second one. And then that meaning of text is explained under three outlines, subdivisions. The first one is the door for entering the explanation. Second, the finally setting out the explanation itself. And third, the way of concluding the explanation. Among these three, we have covered the first one, and we are on the second one, which is the finally setting out the explanation itself. So that outline is explained under two headings, further two headings. First one is the presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. And the second one is the presentation of the door of the different sequences for entering the teachings. So among these two, we have covered the first one. So we are on the second one, which is the presentation of the conqueror's teachings. The presentation of the doors of different teachings, different sequences for entering the teachings. So the entire Buddha's teaching, the teachings of the scriptures and teachings of the realizations of the Buddha, divided into two, that of the Mahayana teachings and that of the Hinayana teachings.
You power the chimbi tigwa dangs, drivu doje tigwa sjinigada, nansi niyobachis.
So the Mahayana teachings further divided into two, the causal perfection of vehicle and resultant Vajra vehicle.
Tinita, Tinangada tari, kasupabadu, ade, drivu doje tigwa, nichibika imbachisava.
So In this particular case, we will be talking about the Vajra vehicle. Among the Vajra vehicle, there are four types of classes. That is, according to the disciples' mental dispositions.
So
the four classes of tantras are referring to the action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and yoga tantra.
제대로다. 아니 다 유대 당고 쓰면 되고 어디다 롭 사색다. 아 휘슨비 공치로.
So we went, you know, when we roughly went through the first three classes of tantras, the three lower tantras.
제대로다 다리 얘네 아 난요 라미지 에 골
So today we are on the highest yoga tantra section.
제도단데 난조 단데리 공나스 난조리에 메비나 안 난조 라미 세인 바리스로.
Since there's no further higher tantra classes of tantra, therefore it is called the highest yoga tantra.
어 데네스 기도다 달라 안에 낭시 사진 오지나 Lami jih lamir rambatangs ane teyambari ta dunkhorji ane lamir rambahyabai. Sachini yoyin sarirwa.
So the stages, the path of highest yoga tantra is explained under two headings. First one is the stages of the path of highest yoga tantra in general. And the second one, and the second is the stages of the path of Kalachakra. Tantra.
That the Tinangada, Lami Chi Lambirumba, I hear Bachi. The Lada Lam, the end of that Duna Candis Nansun Dugri City Ching here Badons, and the Lambirumba. I need here by in such a new young girl in Bars.
So the first one, the stages of the path of Highest Yoga Tantra in general. That is explained under two headings. The first one is explanation of the main points that summarize the path of highest yoga tantra, and the second, the explanation of the stages of the path in particular.
So tinidita ni tsaba chenas nanjur lami yudon dubi tsurs manya ihi dorje kuntulis denma chenata tsakangju guyo isariwa.
So there are 29 lines, according to Tibetan, the root text in Tibetan, from the way to summarize the meaning of highest yoga tantra and so forth, as taught in the Exalted Wisdom Vajra Compendium, as well as many other texts and so forth. There are 29 lines.
That Nanjul Lamy in the last river. That Nancy, he said, Yeva Chiva Yena, that Paju Dan, Maju, say, as a Kirinyung Yoyin Baris.
So, if you further divided the highest yoga tantra, there are two, which is called the Father Tantra and Mother Tantra.
Kituda. Gajik and Tujin Kolote, then Nimi Jiju, Manning Ju, Sentry, Hinkin Yoyin Bariserva. You did that Sumdawa.
And some system, the Kalachakra Tantra, is called or named as a neutral tantra.
Karse?
Mani. Nimi Sarojragi.
Nimi Jiju, said you Karse.
It's called the non-dual tantra.
Tanga yuk and oh, tennis into that, Ranula Kanta and Tujin Kolote and Maju in Songin Patera. Tennessee do that, Lamiji Jutala, Pamiki Junis Tangi Bajis.
So, according to our system, the Kalachakra Tantra is within the area of Tantra. So you can divide the highest yoga tantra into two, father tantra and mother tantra.
So
So the differences, you know, difference between Father Tantra and Mother Tantra is during the completion stage, you have two main practices, which is called the clear light and illusory body. These two are the main practice of completion stage. So, if I explain this, you know, roughly, then we have this very extremely subtle mind and wind. So this, the mind, the extremely, the most subtle, the subtlest mind is called the extremely subtle mind. And then there's an extreme, very subtle wind, which is called the extremely subtle wind. And then there is the extremely wind, which is called, which serves as a mount for the mind. Extremely subtle wind.
So
this extremely mind and wind, extremely subtle mind and wind, is these two are one entity, but different isolates. So the kandas again So by the power of one's practice and meditation, eventually this extremely subtle mind can become a path which path realizing emptiness. So when that extremely subtle mind realizes the emptiness through meaning generality, then that is called the example clear light. And when that mind realizes emptiness directly, then it is called the actual clear light or meaning clear light. Actual meaning clear light. So when you your extremely subtle mind realizes emptiness through meaning generality, and meaning generality, as And that will serve as a cooperative condition in order to create or produce the illusory body. And the wind, which serves as a mount to this extremely subtle mind, is it will become a substantial cause. Doesn't make sense? And you know, combination of these two will create or produce the illusory body, which is like a rainbow. So there are pure illusory body and impure illusory body. So, back to the point, the difference between the father and mother tantras. That tantra text, which So the tantra which explains mainly how to practice illusory body is called the father tantra. Mainly emphasize on how to practice. Emphasize on how to practice the illusory body. That is called the father tantra. So there is a method tantra, method tantra, and yoga yoga tantra. So that a method tantra and yoga tantra, such as the tantra which explains, you know, Vajra Yogini and so forth. Rege, Nenjoma. So Yogini Tantra is called the Yogini Tantra. These two are synonymous. Yeah, Method Tantra and Yogini Tantra.
Yogini Tantra sema Yogini Tantra ge de chebi ge tan nan jor ji ju.
De chebi sen ta kar so.
Oh, ti ge ta sig dok.
Sig dok
nan jor ji ju tan nan jor mi ju se la ku yor bas.
Di go so ma so ge nan jor.
Nan jor ju tan nan jor mi ju se la ku yor da.
And the Yogini Tantra ma ra ge.
Den o se ong ti ta nan jor ju ta la ani pha ju la ko ji ra ba.
Okay, so there's a Yogi Tantra and Yogini Tantra, right? Dikharataki.
Cheta tik nanjur jutata phajula ko jure islamik jugna.
Tinga yakon ko somos ke.
Den nanjur ji jutan nanjur mi ju sigoro ba. O tik nanjur ji jut karla ko re.
Yoga Tantra da Yogi Yogini Tantra sa den zo kanga phajul ko res.
Kanga phajul ko su sing du.
An dik nanjur ji jut. Kalsun go chungde.
Nan yo ji ju se at.
Nas nan yo yoga tantra ra da.
Oti.
Nas. Ti pa jur ko gres.
Oti.
I'm sorry. Not Yogini Tantra. Okay. It's Yoga Tantra and Method Tantra. These are synonymous. Both are referring to Father Tantra.
Ta ga si yoga tantra da pa jur si go mars.
Nas.
Nan yo ju nan yo mi ju se ni am de che ndu ga.
Okay, so it's not, we are not saying that Yoga Tantra, we have a Yoga, highest Yoga Tantra, right? Not that. It's actually Yogini and Yoga. There are two different Tantras. One's called a Yogi Tantra, one's a Yoga Tantra. Yoga. Yoga Tantra. Huh? No, no Yogini, but Yoga. That's a... No, there are two, right? So there's a Yoga Tantra, and then there's a Yogini Tantra. So this particular Yoga Tantra is referring to, is also the within the category of Father Tantra. For example, if you say, God and goddesses, right? God is referring to the male deities, and goddesses are referring to female deities. It's like that.
And
Tantra, which mainly explains how to practice the clear light, is called a Mother Tantra.
And
that, as well as the Yogini Tantra and Wisdom Tantra, these three are synonymous. So the Father Tantra is also known as a Method Tantra. So the Father Tantra it's called the Method Tantra. And that Method Tantra can be divided into a few. The first one is called the Method Tantra, which takes, which transforms Tabgyu in the Karso Tage.
Okay.
The Method Tantra of attachment. Method Tantra of hatred, a Method Tantra of ignorance. So the Method Tantra, there are three types. The Method Tantra of attachment explains how to transform attachment into path. For example, the Guhyasamaja Tantra.
That tell us any someone divided Zayu, any Jiva, Hyologa, that neat Natong Yu in Varisrava.
So the most extensive, the Guhyasamaja Root Tantra, has 25,000 stanzas.
That any the Tondak so do Nigravada.
And And there's a summarized version of that tantra of Grihasamaja, which is a root tantra of Grihasamaja, which is called the 18 chapter Grihasamaja root tantra. A 17 chapter. Okay. How do you call that? 17 chapters. Okay, hold on. Yes. Okay. It has
1,800
stanzas. So, up to 12th chapter, it is still, you know, reciting in tantric colleges of the Gyume, Gyutu and Gyume Tantric College.
That in it. Tigata, he do someone do we hear you the ladder? He do and took your invalid.
Lagi.
He do, he feed you the ask.
Was the Kandasaki, she do so.
Then it sounded you do the water, he feed you city. That you could contact Maran and Deva Jing Hank, you do what?
Was Tela Kajorsa, Juni.
Took.
She do to your again.
He do.
And then there is a six. Commentaries for that root tantra.
The
Grihasamaja root text tantra is extremely difficult to understand. So, therefore, the Vajradhara himself wrote these commentaries. Reggae. He taught these commentaries.
Yes.
In terms of the commentaries, the six commentaries there, the first one is called the later commentary, Chima, later commentary. Later.
Deneta, Ishidoji Kunli to use as Kigyo Yimbaris.
And it's called the wisdom condensed commentary. It's called the wisdom condensed wisdom commentary. Ishi Dorje, okay. Ishi is a wisdom. Dorje means Vajra. Wisdom Vajra condensed commentary.
That is Gongwa Longtong, that you know, but
Gongwa Longtong,
Longtong,
Gongwa Longtong,
Bekarana.
And then there is another text called the Bekarana. Bekarana in Sanskrit. I don't know how to say in English. Gomba long the tumba.
Some reason. That then you do drinking wise and see your imba.
And then there is a Vajra Rosary Tantra. Vajra Rosary.
Oh, teacher. That then Hamo Yi Hua since you remember.
And then there is a Tantra called requested by four goddesses.
That then lay on Bu Hua since you are invited.
Liambo Jajinwek. Liambo.
Liambo said.
Indra. Indra, okay. Then there is a Tantra requested by Indra.
What's the next thing to he you to the two of us.
So these are the six commentaries on the root Tantra.
No.
And then there is another tantra which is called which is also about, you know, Grihasamaja, which is called the Choktun chong tumba chong tumba it's called the chok tune. What is called a chok tune? It's a similar tantra or something like that. So these similar tantras, there are a couple of, you know, other texts as well, which is called the Essence Vajra Tantra. The first one is called Essence Vajra, Vajra Essence, Doje Nyingbo. Ornament of Vajra Essence Tantra. And then the Juntru Tavi Juntru Chawa. Hold on, please. The next one is called the Juntru. Rakataka Jish Juruveke.
Rakabjong Sagavda.
La.
Sagavda. Yojimajuni. Do it in
the back. Samsung Yor. Samadi Juntru Chawa. Is called the Juntru Chawa Satos. Juntru Chawa. Okay, I'm sorry that I do not know the name. It's just in Tibetan, it's called the Juntru Chawa. The name of the that tantric text is called the Juntru Chawa.
Oh, did you? That any that headang tab you see at the latter day. Hindi he got the embarrassed you.
And then the the method, you know, tantra of hatred is referring to the jigje korwa ki re
hinji hi se da
shinji shi yaman ta ka
je du da da ane hinji de yorwa he mar sen ski yo yin bare
and then there's a red yaman ta ka
ye ane dana sen ski yo yin bare
and then there's a black enemy yaman ta ka
ane jigje
and then the jigje is like it's called the Vajra, how do you call that? Jigje. Normally, Yamantaka has two names, right? The other one is Vajra-berawa. Vajra-berawa. Doji Jigje. Vajra-berawa. Vajra-berawa. And then there's a six-faced Yamantaka. Six-faced face. These are called the method tantra of hatred. So these texts, actually these are names of the text, right? These texts mainly explains how to perform the wrathful actions. So in order to perform these type of, you know, wrathful actions, one must have compassion motivation and a causal, it's called a causal compassion motivation. But one needs the hatred at the time of action. So that is, there is a way to transform that kind of wrathful actions into path. And then the method tantra of ignorance should. The text in terms of the, you know, the tantra text which explains that is called Vajra Arali.
Arali. Ane temuk lamdun chesur tuta heda devasuna ane heda sarvoks mundu vasne.
But in this, this is difficult, you know, to find how to, you know, transform ignorance into path. You know, just you can't find a clear explanation in the commentaries. Some commentaries say that this is not really referring to the actual ignorance itself, but they named the name, the ignorance is given to sleep. And there is a way in which you can transform the sleep into a path.
And the
main Mother Tantra is referring to, mainly referring to Hiruka,
Chakrasambhara,
and Hevajra,
and
Kala Chakra.
This is
called Mother Tantra.
Trillion
said your again.
Sayaju, Cheva Marvi.
Cheva Sayaju, Bumasaya took 6 million draw. Sayaju, La Cheva Chigrog.
No, what?
And a Cheva Kajur,
Cheva took.
So, in terms of the Father Tantra, there are 6 billion.
60 million said the thing.
6 million is a 6 billion is 60 million.
60 million.
60 million. 60 million. Career sakendi.
Ane paju.
Paju guta hal dr.
Yude.
Yude. Tantra tantric texts. Yeah, Father Tantric text. There are 60 million.
And then
the Mother Tantra, there are 160 million
texts.
Okay,
160 million.
So then, when, okay, where did the Grihasamaja Tantra was taught, and when was it, and so forth, you know. So then the answer is Grihasamaja Tantra was taught in the land of Pemasambhava. Reggae. Land of
Pemasambhava.
Okay, which is known as Undiana. So there's, you know, king in that particular land is called Indrabodhi.
Yes. 아니 공닥 늪지 쪽네 뭐 샤르크 쪽람 푼도 안 되고 딱 자고 존도 못 들이 봉기 요이 버거
무슨 So the king Indrabodhi actually go, once in a while he goes up, you know, at the top of the palace. And in the morning when he goes up there and he sees, you know, these birds, it's kind of orange, orange color. Birds, they're flying from east to west. And then in the evenings, they are flying back, you know, from west to east. So then the King Indiana, one day he asked one of Indrabodhi, one day he asked one of his ministers, you know, what is, you know, these bird-like beings, you know, flying from east to west in the morning and then west to east in the evening. And upon which this minister replied, these are not birds. These are the bhikshus, the monastics of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and they reside in the center land, which is referring to Bodhgaya. The center land. And so they are, in the morning they are flying to the west for alms, and in the evening they return back to the center land. So this, you know, the king gained a tremendous kind of faith and conviction in the Buddha Shakyamuni. How wonderful, you know, it will be if I can invite him to my palace. So just, you know, in order to fulfill the king's wish, okay, the Buddha immediately understand that, okay, of course, realize that, and then all the Buddha and all the retinues of the Buddha went to the king's palace. So then the king made, you know, exquisite, you know, offerings and requested the teaching. That teaching, he specifically requested the teachings, a profound teaching which can be practiced without being a monastic, without, you know, become a monastic life, you know, with this household lifestyle. It can be practiced with household lifestyle. And then the Buddha emanated into the universal Kholo Gyurbhigya, or the universal monarch. with the appropriate, you know, the ornaments, and taught the Guhyasamaja Tantra. He emanated in a form of Sambhogakaya.
And then
the King Indra Bodhi practiced that teaching instruction from Buddha extensively, and he achieved enlightenment in that very lifetime.
And also
it is said that it, not just the king, but also many retinues of the king achieved higher status, higher realization. That is the how Guhyasamaja Tantra was taught, and when when these texts, you know, the text collectors, the Vajrapani collected, you know, this particular tantric text.
That then, ane demcho kujute da rabji zela.
And the, in terms of the Chakrasambhara Tantra was taught on the top of Mount Meru.
And later,
the Kala Chakra was taught in the place name? Amravati record.
Dankata Sri
Dankata Chikoran Ming
Shri Dankata.
Shri Dankata. It's called the Shri Dankata. That place that the sons taught Kala Chakra recently. The south Amravati in India. So at the same time, the Buddha Shakyamuni also taught Denjo Songres, right? Chakrasambhara as well. So Kala Chakra was taught the Shri Dankata. The name of the place is Shri Dankata. Shri Dankata. I think Shri is S-H-R-I and D-A-N and K-A-T-A. So Dan means rice. So there's a... So the piles of rice. Dankata means piles of rice. And in terms of the Yamantaka Tantra, this is also said to be said, how do you say that? It is said that it is taught during the Kala Chakra teaching. Some say that the Yamantaka Tantra was taught when Buddha Shakyamuni was taming the Smaras at Bodh Gaya.
So these
the tantras, the highest yoga tantras, are taught by Vajradhara.
Da rob sa sa tende yin ba cha kya raba da te che ne tan de yu de ko he de na ming yu ma tu nyu ka ngar du hu kyo raba da
nos
che tu da rob sa sa tende de yin ba cha kya sa raba
nos so that's you know brief explanation of the tantra text
che tu da yu ji ton da nyam sa len tur de da sur ne Ningakso do a yinas, Ravada. That kind of is.
So then, how can summarize, you know, this tantra, the point of this tantra text?
Chidutandala, Songsur Mambo Yo Yimbari Rava. Nanjur Lami, you don't do be sur, Mangyang, Sendua. Chidutandala, Songsur Mambo Yo Yi Serva.
So, although there are many different ways to explain that, as it is said in the root text, the way to summarize the meaning of highest yoga tantra as taught in the Exalted Wisdom Vajra Compendium, as well as many other texts, it says.
Many other texts say, Marite. You don't do sur, you don't do sur, you don't do sur.
So the way in which you summarize these texts as many different assertions. There was a master, Indian master called the Master Kazan Dorje, which is fortunate. Vajra Badra Rweg.
Mundo, Karva Kazans, Karva Seat, Bagli Sonam Seatrava, Badra Dorji.
Bagli Vajra.
Counter D, eh? Wanchi Ravata, Jumamba, Mambaricheva, Wanchi.
And then the, in order to ripen the continuums, there is initiation. Initiation is
Jumambas, and Tagbaricheva's.
And those who have ripened their continuums in order to purify, completely purify their continuums, then the samayas and vows are taught.
That is, lama lis ane yujiton hivar java.
And understanding the meaning of the tantra from a master.
No, she did that. The cards go there. Then it that Changchub Drupad Cheva, then same young widow by same person.
And then the presentation of the mind training teachings in order to tame one's mind or the stages of the path. Purify one's mind in order to attain or accomplish enlightenment. And in order to complete that goal, one must the purity of one's conduct.
Oh, then you do that. Don't that carry your sedu? Tomat, then Wang Hubi Huyate in by the Uncle Nam Yat in by the water.
So let this put in a simple kind of way. Easy to understand. The first one is saying that it is necessary to receive initiations in order to practice tantra. And then the second one is once you have received initiation, it is important to keep the samayas and vows. On that basis, one must listen the teachings of tantra from one's master.
다 되네. 아, 유동년 로종 시사 뉴스 되네. 다 상집이게 아니 체도를 받아. 아니 람 깨름 다 조름 냠서 라네 되네. 아, 샘 양고를 세임 받아.
So once you understand the meaning of tantra, then the next thing is to practice, you know, put them in your practice in order to attain enlightenment. So that practicing to the generation stage and completion stage. So in order to become those practices as successful, then one must have pure conduct. So when the Master Kelsang Dorje or Master the Vajra Fortunate One, when he teaches, he summarized the meaning of the tantra into five, you know, these five key points. And then there's another master, the Indian master called Sharadkara
Varma.
Sharadkara
Varma.
Sharatkara Varma. Pharma. Okay. Okay, so that's the name of the man of an Indian master. According to this master, there are seven ornaments in order to explain the meaning of tantra. So actually that the seven ornaments is the name of a text composed by Sharadkara Varma. That master actually puts all the key points of the tantra into three. It's not a 7 points. So earlier what I said is the 7 point is the name of a text composed by Master seven ornaments is the name of a text composed by Sharadkara Varma, and he summarized the key points of tantra into three. The first one is called the Tantra of Tantra. A causal tantra. Causal tantra. Method tantra. Resultant tantra. So he summarizes into these three.
So
tanda dinan xie xiawa di xie.
Tanda nix zabi cikang wu sanba su. Sanba nduwi ge xie ju, xie ju, yixi dor ji gong le diwi xia su yorwa su.
Okay, di dinge shira gocha ma su gen di, tanda dela sun xiawa di yixi dor ji gong le diwi xie zung resi.
Tanda nix zabi cikang sanba di tanduwa, yixi dor ji gong le diwi ma xie su tanduwa di.
Okay, so what we have here now for our study is the is according to the text called the Exultant Wisdom Vajra Compendium is in the text and on page 19. So according to these texts,
kiduta ane tomba sangji chomden di da zambilung da phe ni ge ane sangji win je ba temba re was re ba.
So it is said that the Buddha Shakyamuni came to descended on Nzambudiva, Nzambuling, and showed displayed, you know, the such as attaining enlightenment, so forth.
What is the Chakshiji Sirvata Lam La Tenis and San Dai Yasur Tembarvate?
That is actually the how to attain. He displayed how, or shown, how do you say that? Showed how to attain enlightenment depending upon a path which is free from attachment. Chakde. Mm-hmm. Understand?
What did this game do that? Tendai indyuta chakwa mapangwa ane be dosha lamde jindada sang jyatsur nam jyatsur tenku yorwasi. Tande chakshi jitibi en sang jyatsur si yorwata.
And on the other hand, there is a way that one can achieve enlightenment without abandoning the desire attachment. You know, taking that desire attachment into a path. One can achieve enlightenment. So according to this text, the Exultant Wisdom Vajra Compendium, when it explains the meaning of the Tantra, is taking the examples of the Sutra teachings. Or the path, the karsa ke digang gochu maso ke.
Chirang tak salab dolab chi ani ti amjo manya chi thava sa ti trendu dolab chi kultu.
Angay da jalam desam nan ti sha.
Taka goya manya chi den sam yeng ti chendu dolab chi. Kedu ta kantar dal andere song imbari yu dang se, ling yu dang se, ngi cik dang yu se se kada. And then Tanya hears on the water day.
Kyoda Ling Shim.
He do you only do this? Chachi take me chung, Tang Jasur Talata. I can't any don't say he came by the water.
Nos.
He don't do but song in Barta.
Nos. So, okay, according to the Exultant Wisdom Vajra Compendium, there are four.
Chakji tewe tsang jyasur tala, ta tonsen hi nang du duwar song yin bari.
It is taught the four key points in order to explain the path. Chakji tekba, chakji tekba.
Zaba yin duga man log da.
Chakji tekba lai ta hong su kia, chakji tekba.
Zaba konang log da man duga.
Okay, it's called the chakji tekba is... It's called the vehicle incorporating attachment.
And
it's here we have four key points.
Da yiji dorji kon di we
So this text is explained according to the Exalted Wisdom of Ajahn Compendium. The four key points are referring to yu means continuum. And the second one is called the lingxi, the setting. And then third is called the definite word. Definite word. And then the fourth one is the cause. So this is explained, you know, how do you call that? It's summarized in the four key points. Okay. The continuum, the setting, the definite words, and then the cause. And this is explained by taking the examples of the path which is free from attachment. Path or vehicle which is free from attachment.
And Buddha
Shakyamuni actually practiced or depend upon the path which is free from attachment and achieved the enlightenment. He displayed that way. And initially, Buddha Shakyamuni was born. He was conceived in the mother's womb. Yula Tongwas. He was born in the continuum of a human. Here, when we talk about the continuum, the continuum of humans is one of the examples. And then Buddha Shakyamuni eventually abandoned the kingdom and went away, you know, went to the stupa. It's called the Chöden Namda, the pure stupa, and shaved, you know, his hair by himself and become a monastic.
Prior to
the Buddha Shakyamuni becoming monastic, he was wearing different garments, different ornaments. And there's no certainty, you know, what kind of garments and ornaments that he's going to wear. Understand
that?
So he abandoned all these, you know, varieties of ornaments and garments. Wear, you know, the robes, monastic robe, which is only single kind of type of clothes, right? Which is called the setting, lingxi. The setting is referring to that. So the setting here, because of the by wearing that specific clothes robe, one then lingshin duwe karsan duwe kunjula
with
that is one of the foundation or the basis of practicing the Vinaya teachings. So abandoning, householder's life and taking this monastic life and wearing this specific clothes is called the setting.
And
the second one, the definite word, is referring to that once you become a monastic, you abide by the rules and regulations of the Vinaya, and you are definite, you are certain that you are going to abide by that. So the definite word is originally come from Sanskrit words. It's in Tibetan, it's called a ngitsik. And the Sanskrit word for that is called a pata. Okay. So definite word, the word here, we are dealing with the word, not definite part. So word in Sanskrit says pata. So the point here is the pata can be either word or abide. So it says here, okay, in the text it says the definitely abiding in the conduct of the discipline. So here you see the abiding. Here it says abiding. Earlier it says word. So these two, since the Sanskrit word has two meanings, there are two different meanings here. So there are seven negative actions by body and speech, right? Seven negative. So once you completely turn away from that, you are restraining from these negative actions. You're definitely abide, by the conduct, the positive conduct.
That is, jivu ni.
And the next line says the practicing the Dharma as the proximate cause of the result. So the result here is the enlightenment of a Buddha. So here it says approximate cause. It's actually nyegyu means the near causes, the cause which nyegyu is na karage nyegyu. Tenda
gyunyeshu
the most closest cause for the result actually, but here it says approximate. Approximate is approximate means close, nearest. Okay, good. I thought it was approximate. Okay, so therefore, so as an approximate cause, he meditated for 6 years. the ascetic practice for 6 years. The about to attain enlightenment, Buddha went into the meditation called the meditative stabilization, which pervades this entire space.
Something like that.
So the ascetic practice for 6 years and remaining in this meditative equipoise, these are the nearest causes for the result or the approximate causes. So we have the continuum, the setting, the definite word or definitely abiding, and this and the cause here is mostly referring to proximate cause. So taking these four as an analogy. So it says, also in the way to become a Buddha by means of a vehicle incorporating attachment. The first one says the stabilizing of one's divine pride through overcoming ordinary appearance and adherence regarding the body is the first, which is similar to that the Buddha Shakyamuni was born, being born in the continuum of humans. And the second one is the setting of a single rope. So in order to explain the second one, this is pretty complex. But there are the rigya, the rigya, tamba, that there are 100 sublime. How do you call that? 100 sublime. Okay, 100 sublime deities. 100 sublime. Yeah. Yeah, tamba is either holy or sublime. The two different words, holy, deities.
Ani dala ani namnang kita arigi la nyuhiki.
There are number nine. There are 20 deities, which is within the category of Varatana.
Ani rinjong kuri la nyuhiki.
There are 20 deities, which is in the category of Ranasambhava.
There are
20 deities, which is the category of Amitabha.
And there's
20 deities of the Amoghasiddhi lineage. I should better to say lineage. And then there's the 20 deities of the lineage of Akshobhya.
So there
are 20 times 5, which makes 100 deities. These are referring to the 100 holy deities.
So you can summarize
these into 5 lineages.
Okay. So do not. That's
5 lineage can be summarized into 3. The Varatana, Amitabha, and Michoba, and Akshobhya.
Tayang sur dunguta, Sanchi, Dojin Chang Rikin, Rikik Nadun Duguyo in the river.
The first one is okay. Do you have Varatana, Amitabha, Akshobhya? Okay, those three can be further summarized into one, which is the Vajradhara. So here this is called the Great Secret. Great Secret is the lineage of Great Secret is referring to Vajradhara lineage.
So the
lineage of Great Secret is the source of all the other lineages. The source. You know.
So
that is, in terms of here in Tantra, when we talk about vehicle incorporating attachment, this is the setting, you know. The lineage of Great Secret or Vajradhara is like this setting.
And
if you divided the phenomena, you know, there are many different categories, such as 5 aggregates and the 12 sources and 18 constituents and so forth. So it's very extensive. But if you look, you know, from different perspective, a different angle, all phenomena are in one taste, which is emptiness or empty of inherent existence.
And
the lineage of Great Secret is the source of all the lineage of the deities, right?
아니 동바니드 추군지 기사치스
and emptiness 두지. is the source or the source of all phenomena
호테니라다 링기스 다니 게리아트 디니서와
so these two are called the settings the setting
호테당스다 아 동바 안 데르와다 쳔방니게다 찰룩직드 뎀바르와 어 테니다 쳔방네 아니 찰루 아 직도 뎀바드다 링기스 딘드르비 꾸쪼키 니 예찬다 오인자 티 링기스 예사르와 티니바 베돈 야르크
So that is exactly like the, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni abandoned the householder's life and became a monastic and wear the single robe. It's, that's called the setting. So it's like that.
So that is
the source of, you know, the source or the basis of the practices of Vinaya.
Vinaya practice.
Because of that, it's named as the setting.
That then, Chakchen Thigvi gada, Chakchen Ji Thigvi da, Karsu gori, Lamji gada, Changjangin Thigvi gari, Thomar Wanga Hyo da, Thamsik dang, Domba Songwa da, Nyevar tu da, Tengok yore rwa.
Yes. So those who are in the path, okay, of the vehicle incorporating attachment, those who are practicing or engaging that practice, they must live or abide by, must receive the initiation and abide by the samayas and the vows. So one must abide by the samayas and vows. Which is called the definite word or the definitely abide. So this is it's like it says this is like when the Buddha who abide by the conduct of the discipline.
That then, that devu nyeju se chakchen ji tigbi chang jangken se yor ba. Tigi da devu doje jangko kompan toba la nyeju kar gogro se du. Da joba sa se kego yo imba re ba.
So then the proximate cause in order to attain enlightenment through practicing the vehicle incorporating attachment, one must practice the conduct or live with the conduct. Live with the conduct.
What did you do? Jobatala. Tuchi ji jopa, trumi ji jopa, hindu trumi ji jopa, say, I think the yoyin sarirwa.
So the conduct, there are three types, you know, there's a conduct with elaboration and conduct without elaboration. Tene karsaki?
Hindu trumi ji jopa.
And there's conduct which is free from, hindu trumi, very free from elaboration.
Shindu.
Free from elaboration. With elaboration, without elaboration, and very, it's kind of, that one is hard to say. It's okay. Shindu Dumi. Shindu means extremely. Dumi means without elaboration. Joba means conduct. So there's three words. I don't know how to put them together.
So,
in any case, one must, you know, practice or deliver this conduct. So, So this conduct, including, you know, rigmate means having consort and having these chuptauk tachaluchin wa arwegi. And so forth.
Jeduta mangbo yo yin bari ro ba. Jeduta on de se ta sang ji bi ni chen de la sang ji ngi ti ge da chen de la jo ba che gu yo yin bari. De ne yin du ta jo ba che ya de sang ji bi ni ju re di yo ba.
So that those conduct are the proximate cause in order to attain proximate, you know, cause such as, you know, relying on concert and dachalu chimba, wearing the how do you call that? Chodau dachalu, cause chik song song geting a.
Ore.
Rimate yanchi tene
cause. Ore taji. Tene rabde chongo dachalu tuto por ne gada chiba yamazon chene rokyo arbata.
So okay, so these, you know, tantric practitioners, you know, they have these strange kind of lifestyles. Is necessary in order to practice that strange kind of how do you call that appearance?
Jeduta, what is sangjibi nyeju imbarvate?
So this must be. These are the causes or the proximate causes for attaining enlightenment. That is like when the Buddha was practicing the six, you know, ascetic practices for 6 years, as well as the remaining or in the meditative equipoise at the time of attaining enlightenment are similar.
What did you do? Do you know? Oh, Anghyu Goyo Imbari Ravata, Anghyu Yata Jikshi Tonsen.
So, in short, you know, receiving initiation is one of the points, necessary things. Abiding by the samayas and vows. And practicing the two stages. And in order to enhance, you know, that practice, one must also rely or abide by the conduct. So in this way, we can summarize the means or the how to attain enlightenment through practicing the vehicle incorporating attachment into four. So the meaning of Tantra can summarize in these 4 points. So the result here, this result is referring to the Dharmakaya and Rupakaya. So these two, the results, where are you going to summarize among these 4 points? So these two summarize in the category of the setting. What are Dharmakaya? Which one? Kind of Dharmakaya and Rupakaya. Both.
In category of setting?
Setting, yes. So that the lineage of great secret or the Vajradhara is the root or the source of all the lineages of the deities. Which indicate or explains the result of Rupakaya. Which actually eventually achieved the Rupakaya, okay, through which one can achieve the Rupakaya. Lazo tense na kar again ta.
Kaise?
Sanje doje te kwa dande di lazo tam je tsawa re tige sra.
No de. Suku
tengre.
No de wati.
Ti suku.
Ndi bu suku ta ta ti ka su tengu yo yu tsu yo.
Nos. Okay, so when we say that, okay, that is the Rupakaya. Okay, Rupakaya is included in the lineage of great secret or Vajradhara.
Ta. Tongwa ni de chu tam je ni tsawa yin sa sung do ga.
Okay, so here we have the varieties of deities, right? The lineage, the source of all these deities is the lineage of great secret or Vajradhara, which is Rupakaya, right? Which is Rupakaya, right? And then the emptiness, on the other hand, is the source of all phenomena, tsawa, a root of all phenomena. And then the Dharmakaya is included in that category. Emptiness category, yes. So when you summarize into four, these two bodies, the form Rupakaya and Dharmakaya are within the category of the setting.
Oh, tennis can do that. Oh, tennis, that. You go to carry one radio,
right? So, as you know, the entrance way of mantra or tantra is the initiation, right?
Okay. Then, I'm sick that don't bother me, right?
And then abiding by the samayas and the vows. And engage the practices of the generation and completion stages. And abide the conduct in order to enhance their practice. And through that one can achieve the result. The Dharmakaya and the Sambhukaya. I mean Rupakaya, sorry. Dharmakaya and Rupakaya.
Kedita Nabotita Lamtamchi Dubigadini Ji Ching was Yisari Rwata. That's somewhat Tungaboti Kontong Yongya Yisari.
So these five points, key points, are the source of the entire teaching. True Kondo. So, okay, we stop here for tonight. Let's go back to one more questions. So, this is a little complicated, okay? But the rest of these, the text will be much easier. So here, you know, these four points are explained, you know, by taking the examples of that Buddha Shakyamuni first, he was born in a continuum of a human, and then secondly, he abandoned the householder's life, and become a monastic.
And then
he abided by the rules and regulations of Vinaya. And then he did these, you know, ascetic practice for 6 years, and then he entered into the meditative equipoise, and then achieved enlightenment.
Right?
So that has been taking the examples for these 4 points.
So
those, you know, who practices the generation stage, this must stabilize one's divine pride, and also the get rid of the ordinary appearance.
That is, kind of the.
The varieties of deities that is exhausted in the one lineage of the great secret of Vajradhara. And the all phenomena, you know, it's what it says in here is all phenomena that are one taste in emptiness, clear light. These two are like the setting. So these are similar to that Buddha's, you know, initially abandoned the householder's life and became monastic. Those tantric practitioners must abide by the vows and samayas. That is called the definite word. Buddha must abide by the Vinaya, the conduct of Vinaya, discipline. So then the Ngetsik in Tibetan is definitely abiding. And in terms of the proximate cause, when we talk about Tantra, that is referring to the conduct. Proximate cause is the conduct. And that is like the Buddha's practices at the time of enlightenment. The ascetic practice for 6 years and maintaining the meditative equipoise. So that, you know, the way in which this text explained is that the entire meaning of the Tantra can be summarized into these four. Right? Don't you think so?
Huh?
So therefore, first one is the receiving initiation. Abiding by the samayas and vows. And then the engage in the practices of the two stages, generation and completion stages. And then in order to enhance their practice, one must also have concert and so forth, or have the conduct, And then achieve, through that practice, one can achieve the result, the enlightenment.
Don't think he have about telling her and pruning a teacher like that.
So that, you know, can be expanded, you know, these 4 points can be expanded, you know, of huge, but can, these are the key points of practice.
Yeah, that to end with, yeah.
Any questions? Do you have any questions? No? Or two questions, or three questions, okay. Yes. Lynn?
So you're saying that Shakyamuni Buddha displayed two ways to attain enlightenment. One, without attachment, and two, with attachment. But both as Shakyamuni Buddha, both 6 years of asceticism and then meditative stabilization. With this text, anyway, this is what it's saying.
Okay, so that's not quite right. According to the common vehicles, the Buddha Shakyamuni achieved enlightenment independence upon the vehicles, which is free from attachment. But that is, you know, here that is taken as an example. So, okay, and then there is the way in which you can achieve enlightenment, independence upon the vehicle, incorporating attachment, right? So, which is, when you explain that, you take the examples of the Buddha who attained enlightenment, independence upon the vehicles, which is free from attachment. So, okay, the highest yoga tantra is, this is called the vehicle incorporating attachment. So you can achieve enlightenment, okay, there is, you know, you can achieve enlightenment in dependence upon this practice, this path. So that is, you know, summarized into 4 points, 4 key points. So the example, according to the common vehicle, the Buddha Shakyamuni attained enlightenment, independence upon vehicle, which is free from attachment. Okay? And that is taken as an example. Understand? That's not a parallel. It's called the Beh. Beh means example. So the point here is, you know, the point here is that you can summarize the entire meaning of the tantra into 4 points.
Did all of the Hayaka Tantra systems come out of India? I've heard that the Kalashaka might have come from
So,
did all the highest yogic mantras come from India? I'd be asking that because I've heard that a chakra might have come from Uranus.
I see. Kala chakra is from Iran, you said? Maybe. Okay, may come from Iran. Tungo anjin, kas tungo anjin, tungo di, tungo gyu di, Iran ni chong, pa mindo singit ni doos.
Aliya. Ta songsul chin di, ane, tungo tong mar dat, tombi song ya te, ane, padin di hong chi chio di.
Nasa.
Kasa tungo anjin, songsa ta, sacha di yin sigi yor bat.
Nasa.
Taba la, ane,
So okay, according to the historical way of explaining this is, you know, the Kala Chakra was taught in Sri Dankata, you know, the place where the His Holiness, you know, recently taught Kala Chakra. So that is, you know, the main the disciple of that teaching, the set of teaching, discourse of teaching, Kala Chakra was the
Khyambali Gyarwo Rwa Tam.
Danda Dichit Kharsa Rigde.
Dawa Sangbo.
King Dawa Sangbo. Which is the...
Chandra Badra Mandro.
Chandra Badra, who is the...
Chandra Mandro. The
emanation of Vajrapani. And all the kingdoms, you know, there are many kings and so forth. Retinues from Shambhala, as well as, you know, the people from the human realm, as well as beings from God realm.
Okay.
So it is said that the Rigden Dawasambo Chandrabhadra is the main, is the one who collected the root tantra of Kala Chakra. And there's called the 12,000 verses root tantra of Kala Chakra. And the Chandrabhadra also wrote a commentary for that root text of Kala Chakra, root tantra. So according to, you know, this account, it said that Kala Chakra wasn't taught in the human realm. It's not spread, you know, the human realm, but it's in Shambhala. So then the later, you know, Kala Chakra, the teaching was, you know, brought to India. It was about the end of the 9th century. And then after 60 years, and then the Kala Chakra practice teachings, you know, are brought to Tibet. And it's been translated into Tibetan.
What it is.
But, you know, they, when they later, you know, they this after the Shambhala and a Kala Chakra teaching came to brought to India. How do you call that? Nyejaris karsage.
That chibo de wa did.
Much later than it was taught by Buddha. La.
Tudap gubi ke mesas. Tudap gubas en hindu.
La.
O ti mesas den yagala tarin sarwa.
So it is, you know, it's been practiced by in India. It was in about the end of 9th century.
Jeduta. Zul bente da se an da wo dong an kar se. Butoba. Ne chik sa se da den de bente da. Den de den de hu lo din duk se da. Tu ngor ku ju shambalani.
So the masters who brought the Kala Chakra teachings from Shambhala was called the Sun
Tsulupendta. Sazuda, Anikazi, Chikarzi, Tujinta Pokinola, Anu Tuyab, Doji Dembas in Guyori. The Jarki then the Tamas.
And also, it's called in Tibetan, it's called Tushup Doji Demba. That is the one of the masters who brought, you know, Kala Chakra teachings to India.
Jeduta. Now you think Mambosi can paint the Mambosi and it in court and somebody and in Yamrup Chinik. Think something you can hear him, but
and some say, you know, says this Kala Chakra teaching is composed by many Pandithas, scholars.
Oh, she knew. I think this on Yamching a Kashik, then they see you in
Bodhi. So, few researchers, you know, the people who research about Kala Chakra, they explain or they say this is composed by, you know, many scholars coming together.
The counter that Tungor can dare about Takchi was a sum yours, similar courses.
So, there are three well known commentaries on Kala Chakra. The one is called the Great Commentary on Kala Chakra, the Stainless Commentary on Kala Chakra, which is composed by the Rigdin Pema Karbo. White Lotus.
Lotus is a gomata, be masia terabata. No, it and carbos at your jirbata. Anne, that damn joke could say you little tongue was, and the tinker could look at Arva. Chigo in body.
And then, second commentary is actually the commentary on the root tantra of Jagrasambhara, which is explained. The first chapter of that root tantra is explained according to Kala Chakra system. And that is composed by the Bendita or scholar Vajrapani. The name of a scholar. And then there's a He Vajra's, you know, text called the Second Analysis. It's called it's takpa means analysis. It actually means two chaptered the commentary.
No teeh derbata dodining dirs dunkor kuluks bent the chana dodjitar yourself.
And that text also explained according to Kala Chakra by Pandita Chana Doje. These are the three well-known commentaries on Kala Chakra Tantra. So initially, when that Kala Chakra teaching brought to Tibet, you know, there are many controversials, many debates whether this being the authentic teachings of the Buddha or not.
Karse. Dünkort'a seviyor olmaz. Çıtan nakça seviyor olmaz.
Nasıl? Kalaçak'a
mı? O, kenar tanıdık için sen de duvar.
Nasıl?
Bir çap çeşme yor var.
Nasıl?
Otelde sofama o çoğun yiyin vardı. Dünkort.
Nasıl?
Kendi de... Yemen yongdanda o çağ anı di zoba di kesin o yiyin vardı.
And then the... that controversial was pacified. Say it again. Controversy.
Okay. Thanks.
Not just, you know, pacified, but also, you know, that was become the one of the main practice,
tantric
practice. Then once you hear there's a Kalachara initiation, you are busy.
Busy running towards that.
Karsa da Korang Chava dige pige
Iran
la tarser karas.
Ikke yengi mars Iran da yengi mars ro.
I don't think so. Guess I don't think it was from Iran.
Only Dandi she korku ju sigrevada. Yamet akakta manda ku ju yorvada.
Nos.
Nozota ujeni deni ujeni yurni deni shufsi yorva lalda bazarka.
Nos.
Te ujeni yurse ade bagi jagan nep chokrevada ti Pakistan kna yojir barchi.
Nos. But then the Yamantaka tantras are brought from Grasamaj and so forth. They're from how do you call that?
Odiana.
Odiana. Okay, Odiana is actually near within Pakistan.
Right? Pakistan.
There's a particular name place called the Sindhu, one of the states or regions of Pakistan. So the Odiana is in that area.
Gujarat in the Parsons, Tichong Yin Barit.
So in India, how do you call that? Gujarat. Are you familiar with those places? Gujarat? So near Gujarat. Gujarat. Yeah. But I never heard that.
Iran Nangju Tariyo Romino in the Higimis. Afghanistan, the Pakistan, the Zona, Nangju Kimbo Tarbain Bas.
I haven't heard that, you know, Kalachara's brought from Iran, but I also haven't heard anything about, you know, there's the Buddha's teachings, you know, spread in that area. But the other places like Pakistan and Afghanistan and so forth, these regions, you know, they used to be the teachings available in that this area.
Areas.
So you see that there's a giant Buddha statue, you know, the stone that was destroyed a couple of years ago. Okay. All right. Where's the homework question? Do you have anything? Just one? Okay. To watch English Mendoza again in the text, it says that all essential practice taught in Tantra and commentaries can be taught in 4 points, which appears in the essential instructions. 4 points. The Tewa Tsama again, the Shina Dyorvas. Karsa, Nanga Shina, Karsa Gyuda, Ane Gyug Dewa Yorvaki. Tsame, Nanga di Shina Dyorvas. Ane Shidkares.
Ali, ya.
And Tambo Diris being made a suitable vessel. Tambo de Sosota, Gyu Nurong de Chevat, said the Chigres. Gyu Nurong de Chevat. This is the answer, right? Are you?
Well, I guess so.
I'm kind of giving this answer to guess. Okay, first it says being made a suitable vessel.
A second one is keeping, what is that, vows and commitments. And third, the way to do the, what is that, what is that?
Approximation.
And according to accomplishing the attainments. This again, tambo di junoron chewa che ni ba di ene pege wandu skelan be tamje de domba son ya che sumba di ene what was the term, the approximate we used last on this age to akasi accomplishing the attainments. Dina. This is perfect.
Yeah. How to describe the water? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Let me give you a few homework questions.
Lamegi, Jude Las, and Paju, and Majuni, and Serva. Then you check our countries.
So, according to Hasta Yoga Tantra, there are two types of tantras, right? Father and mother tantras. What is the difference between these two tantras?
That in it.
Is He Vajra Father Tantra or Mother Tantra? He Vajra.
Somba Chakchen Tikvi Lamjita Tsanga Jasur de Ene.
So the vehicle incorporating attachment can be charging tekba. Okay, it is said that it is synthesized in the four ways to, or summarized in the four ways to become Buddha by means of the vehicle incorporating attachment, right? So please name the four points or four ways of becoming a Buddha. Huh? Okay.
Incorporating attachment is summarized in four ways. What are they?
That's right. Did you hear that? The vehicle incorporating attachment is summarized in four key points. What are the four key points?
That in it. Sanchin Dodi Rigdans, Dodin Chanka Rigdans, Serva. Nobody Nila and Lingis and Doku Seguidim Sinkers.
Why do you call the both the lineage of great secret and emptiness as the setting?
Yeah, Tindu Chirva.
That will do.
Yeah. The
Tonight was pretty blurry, so you may have had a headache. But from this point, it is not difficult at all.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.